Now time for locker room chat. I'm joined by Frankfort boys head basketball coach Ben Steinlogge. And coach, you guys have a team that has lost a little bit from last year, but you guys have certainly a lot of potential here in this upcoming basketball season.
Yeah, we lost six seniors off last year's group that kind of accounted for, I think, like 95-some% of our minutes played and points scored. You know, we've got a couple guys in Ty Smith and Lane Mawizo that had stressed from last year. Played a few minutes for us here and there and showed some promise. And we've got a group of freshmen that had a successful junior high year and some other upperclassmen and sophomores that have seen the floor in JV. So we've got some holes to fill, but a lot of new faces and spots to compete for.
Absolutely. And talking about those freshmen, how important is it for them to get integrated into varsity play right away and get some important minutes early?
That's going to be very important for us. You know, it's hard to always simulate the speed of the game, you know, in practice and especially making a jump from junior high or, you know, sometimes even JV to varsity. The jump is substantial. So, you know, we'll see here early, you know, what, you know, how quick we can make that jump and how quickly we can adjust to the new playing style.
And talking about just the league up and down, kind of a smaller league, not a lot of guys that are really big, but how do you like your guys' bigs?
I like our bigs a lot, and we've got a lot of athleticism there. You know, it's kind of been a continual progress of finish around the rim and, you know, being physical in the paint. But you know, potential is a big word, but you know, we definitely have that in terms of athleticism. Now it's, you know, how can we best use that to fit roles we need on this team.
And kind of just looking at your schedule, I mean, it's going to be very tough. It's always really difficult in the TVL. What were some things that really stood out to you on the schedule?
Oh, it's a grind. It's a grind night in and night out. You know, whether it's, you know, on the road or at home, you've got to be ready to go every night. And, you know, it's something different for maybe young kids is to have the focus and the preparation days leading up to games that no matter who you're playing, you got to be ready. So, TVL, it's one of the best parts about our league. It prepares you for postseason runs. Just another thing our young group's got to adjust to.
Yeah, and especially at the beginning of the year, you guys start with, you know, you guys have four road games after your guys' first home game of the season. Was that kind of planned to have a bunch of difficult road games at the beginning of the year to kind of get you ready for conference play?
Yeah, I mean, kind of how the schedule falls. We, you know, for the last handful of years, we played the Wabunkie tournament there that second week, so we get three games in on the road there against good competition, and then you open up with TVL play with Valley Heights on the road, just flip-flopping every year. But, yeah, it'll be a good preparation for us, a good measuring stick to kind of see where we're at, what we need to work on, and it won't be, you know, as a coach, unfortunately, won't be much time for practice to dig deep and correct everything you want to, but it'll give you a good measuring stick in terms of live competition where you stand.
What are some goals and expectations you guys have set for yourselves?
We've talked a lot about competing on a consistent basis. You know, that's from drill to drill, you know, practice to practice. Just every day, bring that competitive spirit and you know, knowing that you may not see the results immediately, but, you know, if you come in day after day and do work and put your head down and keep grinding, that, you know, in the long run, the dividends will pay off. So, been harping on that a lot, and hopefully, you know, we can be more consistent in that area.
Absolutely. Coach, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it, and best of luck this season.
Thanks for having me.
That was Ben Steinlogge here on Locker Room Chat, the head boys basketball coach at Frankfort. It's brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and First National Bank of Frankfort.